Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry. I'm Minister James Browning, and I just want to welcome you today. So we are grateful that you're able to stop in and visit with us today, as always, and I'm just grateful for you, beloved ones. I'm broadcasting live from Phoenix, Arizona, and we are still having temperatures over 100 degrees, if you can believe that. It's crazy. Here we are in September, and we're still, yesterday, I think it got to like about 106. So regardless of what they say about global warming, it's here. I mean, Phoenix have a tendency to be hot sometime in September and October, but my goodness gracious, we've had well over 60 days of temperatures 100 and above. So something's going on. So anyway, we just praise the Lord and keep pressing on, because we can't do anything about the temperature, and I don't know if the government seems to want to do anything about global warming. So this just may be the way that it's going to be for a while. But anyway, I am grateful that you are here, and to all my old listeners, welcome back, man. You guys really are the motivation and the inspiration that keeps me going, and I appreciate you so much for continuing to tune in and to listen. And for all of my new listeners, I welcome you as well. And sometimes I have to do a disclaimer based on the show. Now, this is not your traditional church service here. This is a metaphysical service. We are New Age ministry. But if you stick around, I'm sure you'll gain something and learn something from this message. And this, I like to say that I'm just a reminder to remind you of who and whom you are, and sort of keep you motivated from one week to another to stay focused on where you need to go and what you need to do to keep your life on track, especially in today's time with all the calamity that's happening around us. We need to be able to keep our vibrations and energy high and to be able to really stay focused on moving forward, because it doesn't take much to get caught off track with dishes of the day. You can get caught up in the worldly events, and next thing you know, you're in the mix and you're wondering why things are going in the direction it's going. It's because you have allowed yourself to feed into the negativity of the activity of today, and it's a lot of it out there, beloved ones, and I don't want you to get caught up and have to deal with this. So I'm going to try to give you some things that help keep you afloat and help keep you going, so you won't have to deal with the negative energy that we are seeing happening all around us. The reality of it is that you got to stay focused, and you got to understand that it's happening. You can't bury your head in the sand, but you don't have to be such a participant where you allow the energy of the masses to take you under. And it's very, very important that you stay in your proper lane. And we're going to be talking about today about attitude equal to altitude. And that's a very true statement. The attitude you take about everything in your life and every way that you deal with things based on your mental attitude about it. And we're going to talk about how to keep your attitude positive today and how to keep your energy up and how to keep your vibration going so you won't feed into the negativity of today. And today's show is sort of a continuation of last week's show, which was the power of expectation. For all of you who may have missed that show, I would highly suggest that you go back and listen. If you wasn't on the air last week and you missed the show, then I would think it'd be a good thing if you can go back and listen to it. And one thing that I really like about doing Blog Talk Radio is the fact is that all the shows are archived. So that means that you can go back and listen at any time you so desire. As a matter of fact, probably got more than 65, 70 shows out there that's archived that you can go back and listen to over the period of time. Okay. So today's show is definitely something that's going to be needed and important to be able to move forward. But for all of you who know me, know I've been listening to the show, know that I always open up with a prayer. And today will be no different, because we know we need the energy of the Creator to support us and to help us to move forward and to accomplish what we need to accomplish. So let's go into prayer, beloved ones. Father, Mother God, we give gratitude and thanks for another wonderful day. We thank you, God, for just sparing our lives this week and giving us divine protection and keeping us safe and helping us to maneuver in this physical world, that you are the source, and we recognize that you are the source of everything that we have, and everything that we do is because of that I am present within us. And we accept that, and wholeheartedly we know, God, that you are in our physical temples just like a wave is in the ocean. And we have full understanding of that, knowing that you are close to us just a breath away, and that we can operate with your powers and with your intuitive thoughts and intuition. So we continue to move forward, knowing that all is well. We pray today, God, for divine blessing for the world in its entirety. We pray for divine protection of all the leaders of the world in its entirety, because you know we need strong leadership in order to be able to survive in this physical time. And I pray, beloved God, for the divine protection and safety of all the frontline workers who are working out here in the virus and what's happening, that you give them divine protection and keep them safe. And we pray for ourselves that we are protected and from this enemy. It says that 10,000 can fall at your left side and 1,000 will fall at your right, but it would not come near me. So, God, we are praying that this thing doesn't come near us, and that we will stay protected, and we will continuously move forward, knowing that you are the source, and that our lives will be full with prosperity and full with love and full with joy, and that we will continue to move forward and continue to come into a higher state of consciousness as we shift from that three-dimensional thinking into our fifth-dimensional consciousness. We will begin to draw upon that energy and move forward, knowing that you are there and that you're opening your path. And we call today upon all those ascended masters, all those ascended teachers, those higher consciousness ones, Saint Germain, Saint Michael, Jesus the Christ, and all the other ascended masters, send the hosts to come today and work with us and give us inspiration and motivation to help us. We call upon our guardian angels, those who are protecting us since we've been on the planet, to be with us today and give us protection and to open up our ears so we can hear what we need to hear in order to breathe forth. And I pray, God, that I am a vessel for your words to come through, and that it will come through loudly, and that once ones of us, twos of us, threes of us will all get touched in a way that will be a benefit to us. So we say thank you, God. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. And so it is. Okay, beloved ones, let's move on to today's lesson, today's talk. You know, I'm a minister, but I don't consider this as being a sermon, because I don't consider myself preaching to you. I consider myself reminding you, because you are all out there, special beings. You're all aware. And so I'm just here to remind you of who you are and whom you are, and to help you to navigate through this thing called life. So today is one of the things we're going to talk about that's going to be very, very important, is attitude equals altitude. Attitude equals altitude. And when you're experiencing these things, this that come to your life, is based on your attitude, okay? I know that you have heard the people say, that person or this person have a good or bad attitude. Well, let me just tell you, beloved one, attitude is just basically energy that you are projecting. And it is all stimulated out of emotions and out of your feelings at the time that it's coming through. It may be things that have been held in your consciousness for a while, and your subconscious, and it's finally coming through. Or it could be something that happened this day that took you off the edge emotionally and made you really go into a funk, as I would say, and have you not thinking in your higher state, and it caused you to project some things. Now, in the other end, you could be having a wonderful and marvelous day, and people would see you smiling, and they know that something special is going on with you because they can tell by your attitude, the way you're feeling about yourself. It's your emotional display. That's what your attitude is, the emotional display that you're currently having in your physical body, that in your mental body. You are moving forth based on that energy of the day. So you need to get to understand that we all can have moments of this funk, unbalance to happen to us. But the key is that you do not want to stay in those positions. And unfortunately, some people find themselves staying in this funk of bad attitude more than the average person. Some people you may meet, some people you may know, every day it seems to be they got an issue with their attitude, especially being negative. Now, there's people that have attitude that's being positive. There's some positive people, you know, that every day they're a high energy, high beat, and upbeat, and they're demonstrating their feelings of positiveness inside of them, so they are displaying their attitude as a positive one. So thank God that PD is. But unfortunately, there's so many people that deal in the negativity, especially because the world that we live in is basically negative. So you have to be able to pull yourself above that energy and to move into that higher state of positiveness. Okay? You have to do that, and that is up to you to do that, beloved one. See, when people develop these bad attitudes, it's they are really going through life blaming others for their conditions. They are blaming others for their, and they do not want to take responsibility for their own actions. So you're upset with someone else based on your interpretation or based on what happened in that situation, but you are the one that has the choice whether to be upset or not be upset. Just because someone cut you off in the traffic doesn't mean that you have to go ballistic and get upset with them and screw up your day just because someone did something that was not pleasing to you. Okay? You have to learn how to take control of your energy and take control of the attitude that you're going to project. No one else can do this but you. But it is your responsibility to take control of your attitude. Now, I do a little test with people sometimes, especially when I'm not too sure of where they are mentally in their attitude. I do a little test. I ask them, if you had a glass of water and the water level was in the middle, how would you see the water? Would you see it as half full, or would you see it as half empty? And it's a small test, but it can bring a lot of understanding of how that person thinks and what their tendencies are. And people who tend to see the glass as half empty were the ones who had a tendency to view negativity in their life, the one who had a tendency to be in that negative emotional thinking, because they're thinking from that standpoint of lack and less. Okay? So they have a tendency to be more negative. That's just a fact. And the people who see the glass as half full have a tendency to be more positive. Okay? They have a tendency to live in that positive state because they are looking for the best in most things, and they're always allowing that energy to go out. See, the negative mind is one that is when you have a negative thought and you're in a negative mind, it's impossible to have good attitude, loved ones. It just works that way. It is totally impossible for you to have a good attitude when you are at a mental emotional funk, okay? And it projects. People can tell. That's why people say, oh, that person got a good attitude or bad. You are telling about yourself. You are allowing it to come forth into your physical world. That which is inside of you are now projected into the physical world. And people can tell what's going on with you. So you have to be the one to totally take control of that. And your attitude is you are totally in charge of it. I'm 1,000%. No, you can switch your attitude tenuously regardless of what's going on in your life. Yes, there's some horrible things may happen to you and you're just in a dire funk. But if you want to bring yourself out, you can shift your attitude and change your thinking about an emotional feeling about that situation. It may come back, yes, but at that moment, you can shift and change pretty much anything that's going on. Even if you're ill, you can look at life on a positive thing, knowing that the God force that controls the universe is in charge of healing. So you can start looking at even that illness as a positive thing. And most of the time when people have illness, it's a learning experience anyway. If you talk to a lot of people who have accomplished wonderful things in the world, a lot of them have had bouts with illnesses that have almost taken them to their deathbed. But, you know, they didn't allow themselves to stay in that situation. They learned from that, and they rose above it, okay? And there's been I know there's been people that come into your life and people who have these attitudes, but I'm telling you, you should do all you can do to try to avoid those kind of people. Me personally, I have a very low tolerance for negative energy and negative people. If you call me on my personal telephone, it will say, if your message is not positive, then you have reached the wrong number. Because low energy, negative attitudes is not something that I want to be a part of my life. So I don't even allow myself to do it. When people come in those situations, I will not allow it to be part of my inner thinking. Now, yes, people come to me who have situations and have problems that are real problems, then we work out a way to be able to deal with it. But if someone come to you every day with the same negative energy and just want to gossip and want to put people down and just do that, don't stay there and listen to that, beloved ones. I know sometimes it may be your family members, but you just got to say, hey, I'm busy. I got something to do. I don't have time to sit there and listen to that. Because if you continue to sit there and listen to that, then your attitude will get affected too. You know, regardless of how strong you are, if you sit there all day listening to people that, you know, that's got problems and not willing to do something about it, it's different if you are a counselor and you are there. It's your job to help people to get to that next level. People are coming to you with anticipation that you're going to help them with their situation. And that's a different kind of deal, because that's a positive thing when you're helping people to rise above their situations. I'm talking about people that's coming just to dump on you, even and don't even want to listen to you no way, but they just want to come with their attitudes and just fill you up with negativity because they'll fill up with negativity, okay, beloved ones? So you have to protect yourself. You know, you have to put a shield around yourself in that kind of way and to make sure that you are not participating in that craziness. Shifting your attitude is very simple because you choose to do it. So it is your choice. So it is not difficult at all to shift your attitude from one situation to another. And now last week I spoke to you about the power and how simple it is to, it's another example of looking at the mirror as half full versus half empty. What you are expecting to show up in your life has a very significant feeling too. So if you're waking up every day expecting something wonderful to show up in your life, then more than likely you're going to have a positive attitude, knowing that something great is going to show up or something special is going to show up in your life. So that's one good way to be reassured that you are stepping into that energy today that you make you feel as if that something good is going to happen to you in your life. Okay, expect that to show up every day. Expect that you will be in a higher state of consciousness. okay? Expect the universe of God forth to bring something special in your life. And that's something that gets you motivated and gets you pumped up in the morning, knowing that you're going to have something special happen to you in your life, okay? And it may not be nothing so significant, but just some small thing that show up in your life that just let you know that you are blessed and that you are highly favored. I know we had a situation yesterday with a car. The battery in the car was not producing it, putting out a high energy. And so the car, we turned it off. The car would not start. And we would, as soon as we went in the car and tried to start the car wouldn't start. And then there was one of the gentlemen who we knew pulled up right behind us, just out of the blue, just pulled up and gave us a jump start. You see, because that's, you know, I woke up that morning thinking that something good was going to happen. It wasn't a major thing, but that was a good thing. If not, we would have been stuck out there trying to wait for a tow truck or wait for someone to come give us a jump. But almost instantaneously, this guy showed. Once we realized that instantaneously, this guy just showed up. And next thing you know, we were there. And less than a minute, he gave us a jump, and we were off. Okay? So that's how, when you expect things to be good, expect your day to go good, that's the kind of things that will show up. And even bigger things, okay? Your thoughts and your feelings will eventually manifest in the physical world. Beloved ones, that's why you have to be so guarded of what you're thinking and what you're feeling, because eventually it will show up if it is allowed to go into your subconscious mind. So last week we talked a little bit about the subconscious mind, about the conscious mind being the filter and the subconscious mind being the operator. The subconscious mind is just like the computer. Whatever you put into your computer is going to come out most of the time, okay? Your subconscious mind works that way too. So whatever you have allowed to penetrate into your subconscious will find its way manifesting in your life, whether it's lack, whether it's prosperity, whether it's health in some form, something that's going on in your life, whether it's a relationship. If you're always thinking that you're not going to be able to successfully have a relationship, that, you know, there's people, hey, all the good ones are taken. All the good ones are taken. You believe that, beloved one? Some people think that all the good men, some of you ladies think, all the good men are gone. They married or they with somebody else. No, they are not. They are out there. You are the ones that are pushing the good ones away because of what you're thinking. Because there's plenty of good men out there. And brothers, there's tons of good women out there. And if you're thinking that they all are taken, then guess what? They all are taken for you. You will not have a relationship with a good person. So change that foolishness and stop thinking like that. Stop having the attitude believing that all women or all men are insufficient and then none of them are good for you, because you will never have a relationship if you allow that to happen in your life, okay? And your attitude is something that you project. You send out, and when you send these attitudes out, you are collecting more of the same kind of thoughts. It's sort of like the law of vibrational thinking, the law of attraction. What you're putting out, you're getting back. So you can't afford to go around having a bad attitude, because you are setting yourself up for more of that which is getting you upset. Because you are projecting, you know, got to understand your thoughts and your emotions. It's like a radio signal. We talked about that last week also, that your thoughts are going out through the air. And so it's going out and picking up steam. So you have to not allow yourself to stay in that funk of bad thinking and bad attitudes and bad feelings, because you're going to create more of it in your life. And that's not what you want. You want the best. You want things to be better in your life, not worse in your life. You don't want the same thing to keep happening, and the same thing do keep happening because you keep allowing it to happen. No one else do it to you. You are the only one that continues to operate in that manner. So now, if you are not operating with PMA, you cannot change your attitude. Okay? Now, if you don't know what PMA is, positive mental attitude. PMA, positive mental attitude. expecting the best to show up, expecting things to go the right way. It's also tend to faith, having faith that things will show up as you so desire them to be. No, it don't always show up just because you think it do. But it will show up if you continue to do it. Now, let me tell you something about positive mental attitude, because positive mental attitude means that it can work both ways for you. You can positively believe that you're the best criminal on the planet, or you can positively believe that you are the best of criminal on the, that you're the best robber, you're the best butcher, and whatever, that even there's negativity, and that will show up in your life too. But that's not what you want. And when you do that, the universe will let you know, Charlie, that ain't working. That's not something that you need to do. You cannot use your positive energy, your PMA, to do things that you know are not right in society, or to harm or hurt another person in any way. When you do that, the universe will come back and spank you in a way that you could you just would not believe that it could happen. Okay, so you know, and some people seem to have developed habits of negativity and negative attitudes. And some people have developed habits of positive attitude. There's some people you see, they're so pumped up and smiling and happy every day. They may have something going on with them that they but you wouldn't know it, because they're pumped up and happy and they're smiling and speaking and good thoughts and positive thoughts and speaking about things they want to show up in their lives, and not things they don't want to show up in their lives. But that it's up to them. They are the ones who are doing it. And you have to learn to develop and keep that positive mind thought. Earlier we talked about people getting in a funk. So, but I know and I recognize that every once in a while, even positive people, including myself, I consider myself a positive person, but I have a moment sometimes where I'm just off kilter. You know, something happened, and before I realize that I'm in that funk, it happens so fast, and next thing I know, I'm like, you know, I go there. But when I go there, I realize I'm going there, and I do all I can to summon myself down. Yeah, sometimes people do some of the most craziest things that can irritate you and cause you and get frustrated, and, you know, it's like, why? You know, to me, I got a pet peeve with people not wearing masks. Come on, my beloved ones. Something so simple as wearing a mask to keep you safe is crazy. And some people just don't respect it and won't do it because of some political philosophy. And they see that the universe don't play that. If you don't, just because you don't believe it doesn't mean it's true. It's not true. You know, it's happening. And we're seeing the universal play out all around us. You know, there's something called karma. When you act and do in a certain way, everything you act and do comes back to you. I wish no one no harm. I wish health and peace for every being on the planet. But when people act up in a certain way and do certain things, they're going to get karma. And it's not for you to sit there. You can send them prayers and be hopefully they'll be well. But don't waste your energy worrying about those people who have created that negative karma on themselves. Okay? Because they're just getting back what they put out. And you have to get yourself, not allow yourself to stay in that funk position and continue to be in that negative mind thoughts. You are not soaring like an eagle. You're not soaring like an eagle if you're not having a positive attitude. Eagles, one of the birds that I really admire, because eagles are bad. They know that they can fly higher. They know they can fly faster. They know they can see further than any other birds out there. And they fly with an attitude. They soar with an attitude. And so, you know, we should strive to be like eagles, not to hang out or not to be with turkeys or buzzards or crows. You know, if you hanging out and being in those kind of environments, that's what you're going to become too. You know, you're going to be like the people that you find yourself being with. There's an old saying, and I know you have heard this old saying, birds of a feather flock together. So if you're finding yourself in an environment of people who are constantly being pessimistic and low vibration and projecting that kind of energy, if you do not disassociate yourself, I'm here to tell you, beloved one, you are going to become part of that association. So learn to associate with people who possess a PMA. Learn to find out and seek people if that's where you want to be. Now, if you want to be with low-energy people, that's your choice. And so I'm not here to convince you that you shouldn't do that, but I am want you to live at a higher state. And I'm about doing my job or doing what my purpose is as a minister. I do want you to live there at that higher state and operate at that higher state. But I'm not going to beat you up and try to, you know, chastise you because you want to live a certain way. That's your choice. That's your choice, beloved one. But hopefully you want to, and especially people who are listening to this show, they are here because of the positive message, and they want to hear a positive message, and they want to be able to live in that kind of vibration. So people with PMA are the people who are the shakers and real money makers. And like I say, those are the people who are making things happen. They are moving forward, and they're going into that expectation, and they're being positive, and they're expecting something good to happen in their life every day. Those are what positive people do. People with positive mental attitude expect something good going to happen every day. No, it don't happen every day, but they at least get up with the expectation of expecting it to happen, and then they let the day, and more likely when they get into that attitude, more likely something good will happen for them versus something not so good happening with them. Okay? So we have to learn to have that type of attitude. And until you have that type of attitude, life will continuously to fill you with struggles and strains, loved ones. When you are not operating in the thought of positiveness and a high expectation, then you're going to just get what the universe gives you. Or what you and basically it's going to be based on the negative energy that you are hearing and being part of every day. So the Creator didn't put you here to live in a constant state of struggle and strain. So you have to not allow yourself to do that. You must feel and that you deserve goodness in your life in order to live that way. You have to feel that you deserve it. And see, sometimes I understand that some of you are living in your old thought process. And for some reason, someone has told you or you bought into the idea that you were not good enough or you were not happy. You were less, that you were not of that high energy. And you bought into it just because someone told you that you were not good enough. Many of us go through life thinking that we are not good enough and we don't deserve it. Well, I'm here to tell you that you are a child of God and you deserve everything that the Creator has put on this planet, okay? The God force that created you put everything inside of you that you need as a being. Put everything that you need. You don't have to look outside of yourself for anything. You have all, it's already inside of you, beloved one. And then you just have to expect that it's going to show up in a way that brings you good. The opulence of the universe that you desire and that you want to show up in your life. Start beginning to feel that happening with you. Begin to think about those things. Begin to think about the things that you desire. And I know sometimes it's a challenge thinking about all the things that you want versus things you don't want, because so often we get caught up in the things that we don't want. I don't want this to happen to me. I don't want this to happen. I don't want to lose my job. I don't want to do this. I don't want this person to leave my life. And every time that you put energy to those kind of thoughts, beloved one, you are creating those thoughts to happen. So you have to be very guarded of your thoughts. And because that gets into you, and then you projecting it. You go around and thinking that your lover, your husband, your wife, they're not going to stay with me. They're not going to be with me. They're going to leave me eventually. Well, guess what? One day you wake up and they're going to be gone, okay? Because you are in that state of putting that kind of energy out. If you're thinking, oh, God, my finances are getting low, and I'm not going to have money to be able to feed myself, feed my family. I'm not going to be able to pay my bills. And if you constantly thinking about as being your reality, then guess what? That is going to be your reality one day, okay? So you have to shift and think about the things that you want, beloved ones. I know sometimes it's a struggle, but you have to do it if you want to have the good life that God wants you to have, okay? And when I talk to you about the good life and I talk to you about opulence, I am not only speaking to you about finances. I'm speaking to you about having good relationships. Do you know how important it is to have love in your life and have someone you can enjoy your life with and someone you can be with? And I'm not saying that's always perfect, but at least, you know, you have someone there that you can love, share, and have life with, okay? So that's a form of richness, too. That's part of God's opulence. And to have great health is definitely a part of God's opulence, that you are safe and you're virus-free. You are, you know, you don't have any major illness in your life. So I'm not saying that we all won't have a challenge with our health situations these days. Yes, because the environment, it has so much toxic in it, and we are in inhaling in toxicity, and even the negativity itself affects your physical body. So the possibilities of you having something go wrong in your body is real. It can happen. But the key is not to focus on your bad health, but to rise above and anticipate that it's going to be healed and that you're going to be in a healing situation, that God is in your favor. Don't believe that God will ever forsake you and leave you. Just constantly believe that it's going to get better, that you're going to manifest that specific thing in your life. I know I'm personally myself. I have an affirmation that I look at every day. It says, I am perfect health manifested in every organ and cell of my body. And I repeat that, and because I want that thought be the thought that becomes part of my dominant thinking when it comes down to my health. You know, I have a little health challenge myself, but I'm working on that, and I'm not focusing on my energy on the little health challenge. I'm focused on the energy that I'm in perfect health, and I'm that's the attitude I have. My health is perfect, and that's what I'm going to do. Not that I have this little situation going on, but my health is perfect, and that's what I want to become part of my thinking process. See, many of you are operating on old programs, beloved one. I know you're still running your life on that old program that's been in your mind for so many years, and you're stuck, and you're feeling stuck. Like, I can't get out of this situation. I can't change. It won't leave me. I don't know what to do. That's because of your old program that's been stuck in your mind, that has been there for some of us for years. That's the feeling that let you feel that you are deserving lack. You're deserving poor health. You're deserving poor relationships, because someone has told you you don't deserve to have the good life, and you're bought into it, okay? And I know for some of you, it's going to take a lot of hard work to get out of these situations, but I'm here to tell you it's not impossible for you to eliminate that negative attitude that you have if you're willing to do the work. It didn't just automatically happen. It didn't just automatically get there. Some of the things that's going on inside of your mental thought process took you years to get there. It took years for it to manifest in your life, and to be because you kept being fed those things. A lot of it happened in your younger life, believing that what those other people telling you were true. And for some of us, it even happened in our later lives. You know, for people who we loved and cared for kept putting us down and kept making us feel like we wasn't worthy or that they were better than we were, and we bought into that too. And so that too has been projected into your subconscious thinking, just along with the things that were told to you as a child. So you have to do the extra work to be able to recondition and reprogram your thinking process, brothers and sisters. I understand. Like I said, I understand it can be a challenge, but you can't overcome. You can't overcome anything that has been said to you, and anything you bought into, if you are willing to shift and change your attitude about it, okay? You need to understand, first of all, you need to understand that you, beloved ones, are a child of God. I'm going to say that to you again. You are a child of God. And a lot of you may not understand that and may not have a full understanding because you're not physically looking at the God in your life, but you are, but you don't think you are. But you know your parents, and so your physical parents, and you're thinking that you need to be, everything is geared toward them. No, your power and your strength come from your spiritual. Your parents only gave you the physical body that you need in order to fulfill your earthly purpose here, to be here. They gave you that body, allow you to come here as an African American, a Caucasian, a Chinese American, Indian, whatever you needed in order to be able to work through this incarnation, whatever it is that you are working on. So, but your true spirit and your true strength come from the supreme being who created the universe. That is part of you. That's the energy. That's the I am presence inside of you that never dies. You will come back in another physical body when needed to do in order to work a thing, but your spiritual I am presence will always remain the same. You will always be this spiritual person that is. You will always be a spiritual being having a human experience at all times, beloved ones. And you need to understand that because then you won't get so caught up on your physical body. Although you need to take care of it and make sure it is well in this incarnation, the physical body is just a small part of your existence. And this is not going to be with you forever, regardless of how long you live, whether you live to be 15, whether you live to be 99, whether you live to be 150, whether you live to be whatever, this physical body will transform itself. But your spiritual energy, the I am presence inside of you, will continue to vibrate and live at a higher state, you see. And that energy inside of you, that I am presence, that God force inside of you, know that you deserve to have a good life. And they know that that is what the Creator wants for you. It wants you to have a good life. God didn't put you here to go through struggles and strains. Yes, you may have that for a moment because you may need to learn a life lesson that you need to deal with. But once you learn that life lesson, then you need to pull yourself out of that funk, okay? So you, beloved ones, have to learn to soar like an eagle. You have to learn to have the attitude of an eagle. I am powerful. I am great. I am unstoppable. I'm all those things that you would see or think that God would put in you to be. Because God created it to the whole universe. Do you think that this God is not magnificent, not able to be a creator when he creates the whole universe and put everything in it? So that same DNA strain, spiritual DNA strain, is inside of you and me, beloved one. We are part of that. So we have the ability to soar like an eagle. We are sharp. We are all those parts of things. And when you came through the birth channel, you had an understanding of that. But once you came into the birth channel and you began to let others influence your mind, whether you had control of them influencing your mind or not, but when you came through, they began to tell you that you were lacking things, that you were not all that you thought you may want to be. You know, when you're a kid, you thought about all the creative things that you could be and you could want to be. And then as you got older, those things went out of your mind. And because that was conditioning other people tell you, you can't be that. You can't do that. That's impossible. And you bought into that idea, okay? So, beloved ones, you got to break out of that. You have to become an eagle. You have to become an eagle because you do have the ability to fly high and to soar. And the negative attitude makes one very complacent. When your attitude is negative, you will become complacent because you think that you are being controlled by the world, by society. You think that it doesn't – Your input doesn't matter. Regardless, everything's going to just be like they are. I've heard people say, which is a crazy thing, they don't vote because their vote don't count and don't make any difference. What's craziness is that? You know, but people are thinking that, man, it doesn't make any difference. Things are just going to be where they are regardless of what it is. That's so far from the truth of love. you have the ability to help change situations. So I hope this year, each one of you, get out there and vote. Take somebody to the poll. Do something positive to help. Make a contribution. Do something. We need a change in this country, okay? We need a change. So get out there and do that. And when you hear somebody talking that silliness, you know, tell them they need to do it and their vote counts. But if they don't, just get away from them, okay? You only need to be in that kind of energy of people who are that complacent, okay? And I do know that people who have taken time to listen to this show today, you and your own being feel that you deserve to or you have a desire to make a shift in your attitude. If not, you wouldn't be listening to this kind of program that you tune in. I have full understanding of that. So I'm kind of preaching to the choir here, but that's okay. And hopefully I'm reminding you, and hopefully you tune in because you need to be reminded of something that you need to be. And be seen, beloved, because God's great opulence is waiting for you. All that God has is waiting for you. You know, I am inspired by the great minister, Catherine Ponder. For all of you who may not be aware, she was a metaphysical New Thought minister. And Catherine Ponder had a belief that there were gold dust in the air. And not maybe so much physical, but gold dust in the air. And she believed that every breath you took, you were in bringing that gold into your system. And that was also helping in your prosperity. When you know that you are being full with the precious commodity of gold, that you are in a state of prosperity. It was kind of allegorical in a sense, but that was the belief system that she had. She bought into the idea that there was gold flowing into her life every second of the day, every breath, there was more of it coming into our lives. You know, so we have to begin to believe in that type of thing too, that we are being full with prosperity, that we are being full with good health, that we are being full in everything we need, especially in today's time, beloved one, because we are living in challenging days. And so you as an individual have to work on yourself and rise yourself up, or raise yourself up beyond the norm, and do not buy into the society formation of things. You have to rise above that and do not be part of the collective masses that will go into the abyss of negativity and low energy because of conditions of today. And I think we're going to see a whole lot more than what we need to have seen so far. That's why you need to be able to stay high and stay in a positive attitude at all times. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, reasons why the earth is experiencing some of the things that are happening. Some of them are happening because of man's conditioning and the collective consciousness of the masses of people have created a lot of this mess, okay? Because the collective consciousness has been so negative. And so it is bringing about all this disease and crazy weatherness. Yes, it's coming from our collective consciousness, beloved ones. That's what's happening. It's causing this. But on the other hand, we are also in the midst of a shift. If you're not aware of that, the shift is taking place. We are shifting from three-dimensional through the fourth dimension into a fifth-dimensional consciousness. And as we go through these processes, there are certain things that happen that will be happening so we can sustain ourselves, because we're going to be a totally different type of being when we get to the fifth-dimensional state. So things are happening in your body. Things are happening in the world that's part of the shift. And a lot of the folks who are not able to make the shift will not make it to that process or through that level. They just will not be on the planet. They will leave, or they will have to leave, because the vibration of energy is going to be so dynamic and so high, they would not be able to survive here under any circumstances in that fifth dimensional consciousness where all the things begin to. That is the consciousness of the cosmic Christ and all the higher beings. They're in that. Jesus actually lived in a fifth dimensional state even when he was here, when there was most people living in their second dimension. Jesus was living in his fifth dimension. That's why he was able to accomplish into all the miracles and all the things that happened, is because he was able to do that. Okay? So, level one, you need to be able to rise yourself to that vibrational thinking as well. You need to be able to do that and to have your mind in that state of consciousness. Your attitude, of course, is formed by your belief system. If you believe you're going to be well, you believe that you're going to have success, you believe that life is going is good, then that's what's more than likely going to show up. And if you believe that life is funky and that it is the world is chaotic and everybody is dishonest and everything is corrupt, then that's what your life is going to be full too. But we are here to be able to focus on the positive. I want you to be able to focus on being positive and raising yourself into your higher state. So, beloved ones, we all have to check our attitudes constantly. If you find yourself uncomfortable with where you are mentally and spiritually, then change. You have the ability to do that. And like I said earlier, I know that we all can go into a temporary funk, but the key is not to stay there. The key is to rise yourself up and rise above that. You know, live the life that God expects for you to live. Due to the fact that you are a child of God, and yet your DNA is the same as the creator that created the planet. So why would you not have high expectations of goodness showing up in your life, knowing the fact that you are a child of God? So you know that if you have a father, more like your father would want the best for you, even your physical father wanted the best for you, and would give you the best that they could give you based on what they have, okay? Well, your universal God force want the best for you as well, and they have the ability to give you or allow you to participate in the oneness of God opulence. And the call is up to you. It is your choice to do that, but you have to expect that to happen, beloved one. And it is your job, beloved one, to have the expectations of oneness. It's your job to come to the full understanding that you are gods and goddesses. And some people, when they heard that, oh, I'm a god, oh, I'm a goddess, that's blasphemy. That ain't no blasphemy. That's the truth. Okay? The truth is that you are a direct descendant of God, so that make you goddesses and gods as well. Okay? And understand, have that mental attitude, walk tall, have confidence, knowing that who you are. And when you have that kind of energy, that projects to. People can see that you're confident and that you are in that state of mind. And people will gravitate to you. They might not know why they're gravitating to you. They don't know why. Just that people just gravitate to you because you are vibrating at a different level. And everybody likes this person. Everybody thinks this person is special. Yes, because of how they are vibrating and what they are putting out is how people are being attracted to them. Okay? We all have that energy inside of us, beloved one. So if you were to project a positive attitude, 99.9% you will obtain and attract other people on that level as well. Okay? And it's up to you to be able to do that. And it's just up to you. So I can't make it no more plain, beloved one. And so it's time for you to choose the attitude that you want to be. Because your attitude actually equals your altitude. All depends on how you accept your attitude, which means how far you're going to go in life. And that's simply what altitude means. How far will I go in my life? Will you be an eagle or will you be a turkey? What type of life are you going to be? Your choice is up to you. So hopefully that you gain something from this lesson today and that you will utilize it to your highest ability and allow it to be able to propel you to a higher state of awareness and consciousness, and that you will begin to live with the expectation of having the attitude that goodness is going to show up in your life and more goodness will show up in your life. So I want to thank you, beloved ones, for showing up today. You know, you could have been anywhere doing anything, but you decided to come spend a few minutes with me today and hanging out and talking about all you can be. Again, you can be a lot. So I'm grateful for you more than you even realize, and I appreciate it. For all of you who have not had a chance to visit my website, please do that. It's www.theholisticministry, and you have to put it at theholisticministry.com. Holistic starting with an H, okay, .com. So we're going to close out now with prayer, and we're just going to be grateful, knowing that God has given us a word today and given us a message that we can utilize in our lives on all levels, okay? So let's pray. Oh, Father, Mother, God, we give the gratitude and thanks for this message today, this word, this inspiration to help us to invigorate our lives and help us to rise to a higher state of consciousness. We will begin to implement these things in our lives and begin to rise above the norms. We begin to take control of our lives and be able to move forward in a way that's for our highest good, and that we know that you are with us. We know that if we take one step, you will take two. And so we're grateful, knowing that your I am presence is within us, that you are here close to us as our breath, and we know that you will never forsake or leave us, and that you have given us everything that we need to live in that higher state of consciousness. So we say thank you, God. We're just so grateful, and as we go into this week, that we will be divinely protected, that our physical temples will be divinely protected, that we will have the safety of the week, that we will go in our week knowing that you're with us, knowing that your angels are with us, and that we have divine protection all the time, and that we are moving in and with expectations of oneness happening. And we know every day that we are blessed and fortunate to wake up, that we will have expectation of something wonderful happening in our lives. And so we say thank you, God, this day. And we thank you, God, for just allowing us to be from week to week. And we pray again for protection of the divine world. We pray for protection for love to propel itself through the universe. We pray special prayers for America and its leaderships. And we pray for those who do right, and we pray for those who don't do right. We pray that you would change their minds and change their hearts and get them to see, humble them to the point where they have to change their way of doing. We know, God, that you are a miracle-working God, and you can change anyone at any time. We have seen it, and it happened through the time in the history. So we ask you, God, we pray for our leadership here in this country, that it will be humbled and brought to its knees to the fact that it will begin to understand and have more compassion and more concern about its citizens. So thank you, God, for doing what you do. We thank you, God, for being God. And we are so grateful. And so it is. Amen. Beloved ones, it's been a plum pleasing pleasure, as my friend Les Brown would say. Thank you. I am so grateful. I am so grateful. And so it is.